This is the second of two conversations with Mr. J. Krishnamurti in Sanand, July 1969.
Will you forgive me, Krishnaji, if I inflict myself upon you for a little while more? We are sitting near each other and inquiring, listening and learning. Even so did the sage and the seeker, and that is the origin, they say, of the Upanishads. These Upanishads contain what are known as the Mahavakyas, great sayings, which perhaps had the same effect upon the seeker then as your words have upon me now. May I beg of you to say what you think of them? Are they still valid? Do they need a revision or renewal? I'll see what Mahavakyas are. Prajnanam Brahma, or as it is usually translated, consciousness is infinite, the absolute, the highest truth. Aham Brahmasmi, I am that infinite, or I is that infinite, because the I here does not refer to the ego. Tattvamasi, that thou art. I am Atma Brahma, the Self is the infinite, or the individual is the infinite. These were the four Mahavakyas used by the ancient sage to bring home the message to the student, and they were also sitting just like us, face to face, the guru and the disciple, the sage and the seeker.
What is the question, sir?
What do you think of them?
Of
these Mahavakyas, are they valid now? Do they need a revision or a renewal?
That these sayings, like I am that, Tattvamasi, and the other thing, what was the?
Prajnanam Brahma.
Prajnanam Brahma, yes.
That is, consciousness is?
Is Brahma.
Brahman.
Brahman. Isn't there a danger, sir, of repeating something, not knowing what it means? What does it actually mean? I am Tattvamasi. What does it mean actually? I am that.
Or the word, that's
the word that. I am that. What does that mean? One can say, I am the river. That river that has got tremendous volume behind it of water, moving, restless, pushing on and on and on and on and on through many countries and so on. I can say, I am that river. That would be equally valid as I am Brahman. Why do we say I am that and not the river, or the poor man, or the man that has no capacity, no intelligence, dull, this dullness brought about by heredity, by poverty,